Peoria's 4th City Council District will soon have a new representative around the horseshoe. Joe Deacon has more on the three new candidates running.
Andre Allen, Steve Curry, and Patricia Malake are vying for the seat that has been held by Jim Montelongo since 2013. Montelongo opted to run for mayor instead of seeking re-election, opening the seat to a council newcomer. Allen is Dean of Students at Methodist College and chairs Peoria's Advisory Committee on Police Community Relations, in addition to serving on the boards for the Peoria Public Schools Foundation, the Peoria Promise Foundation, and the Tri-County Urban League. He ran for an at-large council seat in 2019 and fell just short of election.
I'm someone that has been putting in the work organically before, and I'm someone that's going to continue to be putting in the work afterwards. I feel that I have a great pulse on our city and the constituents of District 4 specifically. I think I have the innovation, the commitment, and the ability to take this district and the city to the next level.
Curry is a 32-year-old lawyer and lifelong District 4 resident who, like Allen, graduated from Richwoods High School. He is chairman of the Peoria Liquor Commission and also serves on the Zoning Board of Appeals. Born with cerebral palsy, Curry believes his accomplishments are a testament to his dedication to Peoria and his potential constituents.
I know the ins and outs of the district. I know a lot of people in the district. I know what they want. I know what they don't want. And I'll be able to advocate for them on the district council.
Malake is a former social worker and retired special education teacher and an avid gardener and naturalist. She is also president of the Metro West Neighborhood Association, which she started in 2018 to focus on the importance of community safety.
That has kind of empowered me to get people organized, get people thinking about safety and that feeling at home is a right and one we shouldn't take for granted. So we have to do things to support each other. And it's been a revelation, I think, for a lot of people in the neighborhood.
Allen says his campaign is focused on four specific areas: neighborhoods and infrastructure, business development, public safety, and quality of life. He says the only way for Peoria to emerge from its current budget woes is to encourage economic growth.
We've got to make sure that we have the businesses here in District 4 and in the city of Peoria that are providing those head of household jobs where our median household incomes can increase, where we can address issues of unemployment, so that way our tax base can increase.
Allen says he will strive to improve racial equity, diversity, and inclusion throughout the city because he does not want Peoria perceived as somewhere minorities cannot achieve success. Curry says economic development is among his top priorities as well, along with assuring public safety and not burdening residents with the city's financial issues.
Number one, I am not going to raise taxes or implement any new fees. The city has done that for years now, and all it has done is drive people away and talk negatively about Peoria.
Curry says one possible way to increase revenue that he would pursue is to boost tourism and hotel bookings by working with venues such as the Civic Center, Dozer Park, and the Louisville Slugger Complex to hold youth sports tournaments every weekend. Malake says one of her main goals is to encourage more residents to be active participants in helping make Peoria a better place.
We need people to get more involved. I think there's lots of apathy in our city. And so one of the big things for me is citizen engagement. Get people interested in their community. You know, we can contribute so much, but a lot of people just sit back and let things go by.
Malake says the city needs to take proactive steps to create momentum encouraging new businesses, such as re-examining the current code structure and zoning laws. The primary election is February 23rd, with the top two candidates moving on to the April 6th consolidated election. I'm Joe Deacon.
Find more from each candidate in an expanded report, along with our voter guide featuring information from other primary races, at wcbu.org.